Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Join us right now, the city manager. Brandon Hyde, what's going on, sir?
Morning, guys. How's it going?
Doing well. Other than the bad Valentine's Day music that our producer's playing today. Higher Love. Come on. Hey, yeah. No, this is not your first go-round, not your first rodeo running an opening day, a training camp, I should say. But it's your first one here in Baltimore. Was it tough to go to sleep maybe the days leading up to spring training?
Well, it's my first go-around as a manager. I've organized big league camps for quite a few years. But, yeah, this is a different seat, obviously. And, hey, sometimes you have some sleepless nights or things that wake you up in the middle of the night of making sure that you're just prepared for what's coming at you the next day.
I got to ask you this, and you may have been asked this before, but I haven't heard the answer. Joe Maddon had a presence on social media with the Cubs, as you're well aware. What about you? And is there a message maybe that you passed along to the younger players regarding social media? Do you mind if they're tweeting about what's going on in their lives and such? And I know Buck didn't like when we were tweeting and as he was talking, so I don't know how you feel about tweeting altogether, Skipper.
That's a great question. You know, I don't have a social media handle. Joe had great messages out there. I think mainly it wasn't for fans. It wasn't for the team. It was more like for fans.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that's something we'll talk about. Obviously, guys can get in trouble when they hit send and not think it through beforehand. So I think the discussions we're going to have, especially with the younger guys.
Yeah, I mean, it's part of the generation right now. It's a real part of the generation right now where things that we consider to be inappropriate, you and I at our age, Brandon and Jerry, you know, you may have a guy half your age or even less than that, they may be considered a part of their culture.
Well, it is a part of their culture.
Yeah.
Everybody's on their phone all the time. I have an 18-year-old daughter, so I understand the amount of phone use and when there's any kind of dead time in young people's lives, it seems like they're staring at their phone. That's no different from being in the clubhouse. Times have changed, and we've got to be aware of it, and you got to be sensitive to it. But obviously, you don't want them putting things out there that are going to be harmful to them or their family or the club.
You know what? I have an 18-year-old daughter, too, and bourbon works well for me. Here with Brandon Hyde, manager of the Baltimore Orioles. Okay, what's the objective? If you could have one objective for this spring training for this young ball club as the manager, what would that objective be?
Well, I think, that we're talking a lot about is competing on a daily basis. Competing within ourselves during practice, competing when the games start, obviously. But just getting better every single day, coming to the ballpark with energy, coming to the ballpark with a purpose, be present in your drills, and compete. And it's a tough division. It's a really tough league, and there's a lot of really good players, and it's a tough game. So I think preparing them to compete at the highest level, that's our biggest objective.
As far as the positional players, they are not due in until a few more days. I know that Mark Trumbo's down there. There was a question about Chris Davis. Has he arrived just yet? What's his schedule?
Oh, no. I haven't seen Chris today. It's still the morning, but I'm not sure when he's getting in.
Let me ask you this, too, because I just read that Trey Mancini now has taken over Adam Jones' locker. Was there a rearranging of the locker room by you? Was there a method to this, or were they able to choose where they wanted to be? How did you go about it, Skip?
I'll tell you what, that's Goofy's area. No, we didn't even talk about it. I'm good with however they want the clubhouse to be. I just want a really good, positive clubhouse. you know, I'm just still getting to know these guys also. And there's obviously a lot of new faces in the coach's room, new faces in the clubhouse. And so this is a start of a relationship build that's going to carry through the next 7 months. So, you know, just I want guys to be themselves in the clubhouse. I want guys to feel free and be comfortable in their own skin. And I think it starts with all these individual meetings that we started a couple of days ago. And it's really getting – it's been great getting to know guys. And now I'm just looking forward to watching them play.
Here's Brandon Hyde, manager of the Baltimore Orioles, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. We know the makeup of the ball club. Having said that, how important is it to have veteran leadership in a clubhouse like this?
Yeah, I think it's very important. I've been really fortunate to have, you know, cream of the crop veteran type guys around me the last 4 or 5 years, especially. I'm talking about John Lester's and John Lackey's and David Ross's and Krista Norfia's and Ryan Dempster around all the time. Those type of just quality human beings that set a really high standard, hold guys accountable, but are also fun, easy to talk to. So I think that it really helped us in Chicago, especially we even though we had a veteran type club, we had a ton of young guys, obviously really young, talented guys. And they had success early. And I think a lot of that success, not only were they talented, but they had really good veteran leadership. So there's, I've saw it work firsthand, and I know how important that is.
How does it feel to be back in Florida for spring training after being in Arizona for a little bit? And I know you were with the Marlins previously and in mm-hmm. Florida. And as far as the plan ahead, inter-squad games, how soon will they come after the positional players arrive, Skip?
You know what? We haven't scheduled any inter-squad games up until this point, but we're going to kind of see how we are health-wise on the mound. Inter-squad games primarily depend on health on the mound, where guys are physically. So we'll start with the first game's 23rd. Florida's a little different. I was just actually planning out the bus schedule stuff. You know, in Arizona, you usually hit at home, have a full workout, and then just drive 15 to 30 minutes to the game. This is obviously different. It's more of traditional baseball where you hit most of the time on the road, regular batting practice schedule with stay back guys. In Arizona, you don't have that as much. So it is different. I'm remembering what it was like and looking forward to something new.
There he is, Brandon Hyde, manager of the Baltimore Orioles. Brandon, I'll be down there in exactly 2 weeks. Jerry will be there a couple of days after me. We're looking forward to spending some time with the ball club in Sarasota.
Awesome. Looking forward to seeing you guys.
All right, absolutely. Man. Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot.
All right. Thanks a lot, man.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.